Tony, you were bringing up the issue of neoadjuvant therapy before. What about neoadjuvant therapy of gastric cancer and also neoadjuvant therapy of HER2-positive gastric cancer?
So that's an interesting question. So neoadjuvant therapy for gastric cancer, there's enough data on the potential benefit of chemotherapy prior. And we're talking about pure gastric, excluding GE tumors. GE tumors really fall in between esophagus and gastric, and the data is less clear about the value of radiation. So prior neoadjuvant, or the more correct term is perioperative chemotherapy, meaning giving chemotherapy before and after surgery, has a well-established role from the MAGIC trial prior to resection of gastric cancer. For GE tumors, you could potentially consider that approach versus a pure esophagus approach, which means adding radiation to chemotherapy prior to resection. In terms of HER2-positive gastric cancer, perioperatively, whether there is value to adding trastuzumab or not is actually something under investigation. I, on a personal note, although this is outside the label, for at least younger patients where I want to be aggressive, I do tend to actually add trastuzumab to a taxane-based regimen in HER2-positive gastric cancer.
That's interesting. Alan, would you use trastuzumab as neoadjuvant therapy of gastric cancer?
Great question. Don't know the answer. I think that's better done on a study than ad hoc, and I probably wouldn't use it outside of a study, but I think neoadjuvant therapy is, of course, for most of us, the standard, but I would probably not use trastuzumab in that setting.
Axel?
As I said, a great question. Have I done it? Yes. Would I consider the standard of care? No. I mean, adding trastuzumab. I do use neoadjuvant perioperative chemotherapy according to MAGIC. We should point out, for at least for a GE junction cancer, there is an intergroup trial up and running, an RTOG trial, looking at radiochemotherapy with trastuzumab for HER2-positive cancers in a perioperative fashion, actually. So it shows it's an area of investigation. Would I consider this, again, as something intriguing with a larger, bulky tumor that hasn't metastasized using trastuzumab? Yes.
Charlie, have you or would you use trastuzumab as neoadjuvant therapy in gastric cancer?
I have not used it. We have a study open, but I haven't had a chance to enroll anybody on it.
So you would give the patient, for example, chemotherapy without trastuzumab?
Correct. In the absence of data, I would not give trastuzumab in the adjuvant setting.
Well, let me throw that scenario. What if you have an actual patient, a younger patient with a symptomatic tumor where a response rate is needed that's HER2 positive? I would argue that for that particular patient, you are relatively justified to use trastuzumab in addition to chemotherapy, because you improve your response rate and you know the symptoms are related to the bulk of the tumor.
Yeah. Neoadjuvant, preoperatively. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Not adjuvant.
Not adjuvant.
No, with somebody with an existing tumor, certainly if they were borderline resectable and I thought I was treating locally advanced disease, I'd consider it.
Matt, what's your take on this? I mean, we're not going to add much toxicity. I don't know if you can get trastuzumab paid for, but shouldn't be adding much toxicity. Have you done it? Would you do it?
Haven't. I mean, I would certainly though consider it in the situation that we were just talking about where you need to get a response. Thinking about it more broadly, does it help in the adjuvant setting? There I would really want to see more data.
Rich?
Ditto. I think I would consider it in somebody with locally advanced disease that's symptomatic and where a response is really important.